following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Hi, this is Simon Strange. I'm the head of Sunstone Games, makers of Kaiju Combat, and you are listening to The Nerdy Show.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. And in this episode, while we're going to talk about arcade games and fighting games, it's a Microsode 2-pack. Hi, I'm Cap.
Hey, I'm Brandon.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Briggs.
Hey, I'm Jonathan.
Hey, I'm Andrew.
That's Jonathan and Andrew from Wicked Anime, Adam and Mike from Ghostbusters Resurrection. And me and Brandon, we're just from good old Nerdy Show.
I just fucking show up sometimes. I don't know.
You don't really matter.
I don't.
So Microsodes are where you, the fans, tell us what to talk about for 15 minutes or so. In this case, we're going to be doing arcade games and fighting games. Now, arcade games, well, that was a topic that people liked so much that where one fan requested it, another fan bumped it up. So that's a 30-minute discussion. We're going to be turning this into one full episode of Nerdy Show. If you're familiar with our usual deployment of said Nerdy Show content, you know that every other week we do an episode where we talk about basically everything that's happened in pop culture in the nerd world, or at least everything that we care to talk about. We're going to break that format for just a little bit because we got all kinds of convention shit to attend to. So Jonathan and I are going to be at ShadowCon, and by the time you're hearing this, that's already happened. That's an anime convention.
Wait, aren't the ShadowCon like a group?
Yes, they are.
From, like Jackie Chan Adventures.
Oh, my God, yes. That
the
show was
Shadow
amazing.
Gun. So I don't know why I know that. I swear it came up the other
Jackie?
Day.
It did.
One more thing.
But then the following weekend, I'm going to be in Durham, North Carolina with Aaron. We're going to North Carolina Comic Con. And for all you Atomic Robo fans out there, well, guess who else is going to be there? That's right. Brian Clevenger and Scott Wegener, hosts on Nerdy Show and also writers of an amazing comic book called Atomic Robo. So if you live in North Carolina, come out for that. It's a great show.
Congratulations to not living in South Carolina.
Yes, good job. Good on you.
Nobody wants to live there.
You have great comic book conventions in North Carolina. I'm not sure why, but you do, and you're the best.
It's what they live for. This is literally the only
And your food is really good. So first up, we're going to talk about arcade games. This is requested by Sean Red and bumped up by Hextual.
I love that name, by the way.
Sean Red says, I'd like to know if there are any particular arcade games that Nerdy Show team members really obsessed over. What drew you to those games? Challenge, content, playstyle, fun?
Nope. Moving to the next topic. There are none. Played arcade games.
He goes on to say, that is not true. That's why we're here, because we did and how. He goes on to say, I was rabid for the 4-player Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle arcade game. I had to play Donatello every time, and my mom was so awesome and incredibly accommodating that she would hover with a drink and straw while I played, so I could rehydrate without interrupting my playing.
Oh, I thought she was like behind him, like drinking whiskey to like pass the time while her son is just like playing.
She just kicks him in the head because he's like, you're such worthless. You're never going to live up to your father's name.
You always play Donatello.
I could kick my own butt for being such a douche. Rolling Thunder is a close second. Who could forget blasting your way through levels of brightly colored KKK members to rescue the bondage princess?
What? Yeah, I never played that one.
Why am
great.
I not doing that right now? I'm all about the bondage princess.
That's what I took away from it anyway. Pokeballs of Steelix is hilarious. As always, thank you for all you do. And thank you for supporting us. And we're hard at work on pre-production for bringing Pokeballs of Steelix back. That's our Pokemon role-playing podcast series. You can check that out at nerdyshow.com/Pokemon. So let's get to talking about arcade games.
Can we talk about Donatello?
Because I mean, we could.
He was the best. It's my opinion. You may all disagree that Donatello was the best one to play in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle arcade game. I always played Donatello.
Andrew and I fought.
He's smart.
Andrew and Jonathan are twin brothers, by the way. That's important to know.
Yeah. Oh, geez, you do sound the same. I was like, how are you projecting in both places at once? But yeah, no, he had like the longest reach, though, didn't he?
That is true. He had the longest reach of any character.
Was anyone like, I love Raphael because I love getting punched in the face before I can even use my size to attack
him? I was always a Michelangelo guy.
Because he's a party dude.
Yeah, and obvious reason. I was like, oh, dude, his name is Michael. That totally kind of works out.
Oh, I get it now.
Well, I mean, they called him Mikey, and
can
I
call you Mikey?
That, no, you may not.
Please, if I say that during an episode of Ghostbusters, will you just boson dart me?
I will kill you. If we're gonna talk four-player arcade games, the one that I guess I really got into with a friend of mine,
X-Men.
Sorry. Well, Simpsons.
Given Gauntlet.
Yes. Oh! Fuck yes. Oh God, it was so good. My
dad used to work at this little kiosk at the Boynton Beach Mall, and the local arcade there had a Gauntlet machine. And it was one of the ones where you could input a name and a password and it would save your character progress.
What?
Amazing. Yeah. I've never seen one of those.
What Holy was shit. It like? Did it look like the NES kind of version, like overhead small pixels, or like 3D-ish?
It was 3D-ish.
Oh God.
Oh wait, so Gauntlet Legends.
Yeah, Gauntlet Legends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do know area. I do know what you're talking about.
Could
then.
You still shoot the food?
Yes.
Blue Wizard shot the food. But Green Elf is hungry.
You could do that.
I need sustenance.
Needs food badly.
I spent just about every other day for a summer vacation going to that kiosk, working with my dad, and then going to the arcade whenever I was done to play Gauntlet. And I didn't beat the game, but I
There is no beating.
Yeah, I had like a level like 50-something wizard, and it was rad.
Was wizard your favorite character?
Yeah. It
was you know, the amount of time you played that game, you probably could have worked on being a real wizard.
Yeah.
You may have succeeded, too.
You're talking to the goddamn party wizard. Show some goddamn
I'm just
respect.
Saying. I'm sorry.
Like, seriously.
My character was Yellow Wizard. Yeah, I like Yellow Wizard.
Is everyone a wizard?
No, I was Blue Warrior.
I was always a warrior. I don't remember color.
Do they have the female warriors or the Valkyries or whatever
they
were called back then?
Yeah, that was
then?
The Valkyrie.
They're the ones who in Legends said, I require sustenance.
Oh, that's a female's voice.
Colin and I used to play it on, like, I think it was on N64.
Yeah, it was N64.
And we thought that was fucking hilarious.
I think it was the elf because I was like, if I'm going to be something that looks like me, it's a fucking elf.
You are very elf-like.
Height-wise, anyway. I'm dainty on my feet, have pointy shoes.
Let's talk about the one game that I think is the one game that everyone loved playing was the AVP beat 'em up.
I never played it either.
That game?
No, me neither.
I remember it, but I didn't play it.
It was so much fucking fun because you could choose from being two different predators and two different human characters, right?
Yeah, and like the female character was like one who was raised by predators.
Yeah,
so
that's a really cool thing that they need to put in a fucking movie.
I could be wrong. I could be totally misremembering.
I think you're right
this.
Because there was a book, there was an AVP book where that literally the same thing happens.
Can you be Danny Glover?
She
in
was
that game?
Super anime.
Yeah, no.
Like every time you fire a gun at the predator, it's like, I'm too old for this shit. I'm too old for this shit. Yeah, I'm basically. Too old for this shit.
But
I'm too old for this shit.
That game was a lot of fun. Like, it was also ridiculously difficult. Like, it was not, like, I know, remember Ninja Turtles was really hard. The Simpsons game was pretty difficult.
Simpsons game is amazing, by the way. It's still amazing.
It's they're good.
And scary as shit.
I can remember just not being able to ever get remotely close to beating that game.
Do you remember the mystique of
Mystique?
She was a boss,
yeah,
right?
She was a boss.
Which is one of the most notorious quarter eaters of all time. And like, man, I just... But when you get to those big consoles with the good
with
speakers,
the six joysticks,
man. Yeah. Oh my God,
yeah.
But I was really
Nightcrawler
talking
all the way, motherfuckers. I'm just saying, best ever.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I played Nightcrawler a lot. What I was talking about though was the mystique of getting to an arcade level you hadn't gotten to before as a young kid.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like getting somewhere just really weird. Like the first time you go to that like speakeasy in the graveyard in The Simpsons, you're like, what the fuck is happening?
And then you die really quick because you have no idea what's happening.
Well, hopefully you got enough quarters to keep alive.
You don't.
I beat that game once. It was very expensive to do.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If you have enough quarters, you can win.
I remember being the Teenage Ninja Turtles game where you... maybe it was just halfway where you throw Shredder into the screen. Was that just the beginning?
That was Turtles in Time on the Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Because that level isn't in the...
I have no idea.
The arcade version.
Was Streets of Rage and or River City Ransom, were those ever...
No,
those were arcades. No.
Yeah, those were just home consoles.
River City Ransom,
I think Streets of Rage was.
It really is.
I think it was, but River City Ransom, not.
But the thing is, though, is like, can we talk about those? Because those games are direct...
If you're talking about... Well, we're just talking about arcade games or fighting games.
Well, those are definitely arcade-style beat-em-ups, like, to be sure.
We can count them as fighting games. Oh, if
well,
we're
well actually,
games,
there's a very clear
definition
line
of the
okay, well, someone explain that then, because I don't actually know that.
We will be talking about fighting games in just a little while. So,
what is the distinction that I'm not
the
getting?
The distinction is that a fighting game is generally a one-on-one match, and a beat-em-up as you versus multiple enemies, most often at a time. And usually moving through a world.
What about two-on-two fighting games? Like one side versus another
it's
side.
It's basically co-op versus
PvP.
Versus.
Okay.
And like a match versus a world or any kind of exploratory content.
Yeah.
So beat-em-up.
So you say like Double Dragon's a beat-em-up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of arcade
Simpsons
style.
Is a beat-em-up. Castle Crashers is a beat-em-up.
God, Castle Crashers is so good.
Not an arcade game, though.
I know.
Well, it is. If you go to San Diego Comic Con, they bring around a fucking cabinet.
Oh, geez.
Can I talk about the two arcade games that gave me nightmares still to
Please
this day?
Do. Go for it.
When I was in elementary school, I used to go to this dentist, and he'd have one arcade machine. I don't know why my dentist
That's really strange.
He had. Oh, no, it's not a dentist. It was a haircut place.
What?
A haircuttery, if you will.
I thought you were going to say a heroin addict.
It was a heroin. You know what? He was probably a heroin addict, but he had one arcade machine. And it was about a leprechaun that chases you and you try to steal their gold. And what was the name of that game? I'll let you guess, Cap.
You've talked about this before, haven't you?
Yeah, it's called Leprechaun.
Oh.
Let me explain. It came out in 1982. Well, basically, it's about a leprechaun who's trying to stop you from getting his gold. And it says leprechaun lore at the top of the screen. And then there's no lore. It just says leprechauns will try to stop you from stealing their gold. Hit trees to make the gold increase, and then the more trees you hit, the more points, and then you go into the pot of gold. And the whole game is you running around hitting trees in a forest, and when you're done, whenever you feel like you've got enough points, you go to the pot of gold and you dive in Scrooge McDuck style, and you're a guy with a giant note. You're like a 90-year-old man, and it's really creepy, and the leprechaun gets faster and faster, and when he finally catches you, he sucks you in a dark void of emptiness and nothingness, and you die horrible deaths.
It's a weird fever dream.
It's a really, I don't know why it creeped me out.
And I feel like you just imagined this game. Like, you had a nightmare about the game.
No,
and
it's
just.
Does it have a Wikipedia article?
Yeah.
Like
it does.
Candle Cove kind of scenario. Yeah.
My other game, which will blow the fuck out of your minds if you've never heard of it, and you probably haven't, is called Attax, ATAXX. It is an alien, weird styled Othello game. And I know that sounds weird, but. On the corners of both screens, you'd have aliens with, like, melting faces and worms coming out of their mouth with music similar to the ending main boss Battles of Earthbound playing, while there's lights glowing and the universe in the background and these blobs of Othello discs eating each other. And there will be, like, a woman with tentacles going through her eyes and, like, a man with a half-melted face and, like, something coming out of his chest. And I played the shit out of that and just had nightmares for years.
Did the woman have dick nipples?
She might actually. Like, no joke. The scariest arcade game I've ever played. You just have to watch a video and be frightened.
Well, that's happening. I can attribute to more quarter readers.
Yeah, go for it.
Jonathan and I both co-op these games for a long time, and I know Jonathan can probably elaborate on these. First quarter reader that Jonathan and I just, like, played the crap out of was Metal Slug 3.
We went through all of them. Like, at one point, the arcade that we had that was local to us eventually had all the Metal Slugs, and we were sure to beat all of them.
Metal Slug.
Yeah, but the thing was, when we played Metal Slug 3, we jammed so many quarters into it, and we got to the last level, and we broke the arcade machine.
Did it get
like
full?
It froze.
Oh, yeah,
God.
It froze.
Oh my God.
Because you know how, like, how the last level of Metal Slug is super epic, right?
No, because I've never gotten there. Yes.
Everything is blowing up.
There's so much happening on screen.
Yeah,
the processors,
so many Nazis dying, blowing
out.
Up, whatever. Like, we saw that. It was happening, and then all of a sudden just boom, frozen.
Yep, game froze. And then I'm pretty sure like the people in the arcade were like cheering us on, and like they were like so shocked at how many quarters we were pumping into Metal Slug 3, and they just felt horrible.
That's an amazing moment you'll never forget.
Our arcade game broke on these kids.
Yeah, we were like 10.
We were a little older than 10, I think.
Haven't recovered.
No.
I'm trying to picture your pockets with all those quarters in them. I just see, like...
It was a bag.
No, it was cups, you know?
Cups,
like,
yeah.
You know, like the red Solo cups. Full, like $20 worth of tokens, because you got like 20 extra tokens when you put in 20 bucks.
Yeah.
So the next quarter reader, let's see if any of you guys know this one. It is a light gun game, and it's called Point Blank.
Yes, I played that.
I've heard of it. Yeah. I haven't played it.
It's essentially like WarioWare, but a light gun shooter.
Two main characters look like Bert and Ernie.
Isn't Point Blank that movie with Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, wait, that's Point Break.
That's Point Break. You're thinking of John Cusack.
Yeah, John Cusack, gross Point Blank. Point Blank was awesome because you got 3 lives, and it was better when you played with 2 people because then you got 6 lives. And you were basically fighting against each other, but you're also working together because you both had to complete an objective. Like, you had to shoot this many targets, but if you failed to shoot that target, you lost a life. So the more games you won, then the more games you get to play. And there were some games that were only one person could win. Like, there was a super hard one that Andrew and I always had to work together. It's like, okay, whoever has the most lives has to lose this game, which was the game was... There's one guy in the middle of the screen, and he flips up a quarter into the air, and you have to shoot the quarter before it hits the ground.
Right.
You only got 1 bullet, to do it.
And if you don't, you
and
lose
if you
a
don't, you lose a life.
That is
and
a bullshit game. So, and why did you play it?
Yeah, well, no, because it selects the games randomly. It scrolls through like a list of
50 games that it randomly just goes through, and they're all light gun based, and it's a blast. It was the best thing ever. We had it at like a movie theater.
Yeah,
that Jonathan and I would always go to this movie theater to play Point Blank, and we just pump quarters into it.
Yeah,
you guys are suckers.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. Do it again.
I can't believe how gullible, man. They fucking made kids pay so much of their parents' money into
fucking
arcade games.
I would still do it.
Dragon's Lair, right? Amazing.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Amazing game. Beautiful Don Bluth
animation.
Aren't
they making a movie now?
Currently going, as of this episode's release, on Kickstarter, if you want to see a movie of Dragon's Lair, Don Bluth is coming out of film animation retirement because he's been doing theater for the past like 20 years.
I thought
years.
He was dead, but okay.
If you want to see a Dragon's Lair movie, then so do. We'll link to it on this episode's page.
Yeah, how well is it doing?
You know, I haven't checked in a while.
Because they need like $7 million or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, they're not beating around the bush. It's not like a Kickstarter scam. They have listed the actual amount of money to do. Yeah. Well, and it's not even a finished film. It's to do
10 minutes.
To do a demo.
Is it,
to sell
it's an animation or a video? It's live?
Animation.
Okay.
To do a Dragon's Lair short that they could then go to sell to a studio. So it's even a risk on top of that. So they have to get $7 million and then do that. But it's Don Bluth. It's animation. Like, yes, he did Troll in Central Park. Yes, he did Pebble and the Penguin. But this is Dragon's
Lair. Those
are
all good movies. What the fuck are you talking about? Well, fucking
Adam,
that penguin.
Adam
brings
up
things he did.
a good title. I'm pretty sure that if I counted the amount of dollars I have spent playing Dance Dance Revolution, I could probably buy a house.
No, I've watched this man play Dance Dance Revolution. It is a thing of magic.
I can't
beauty.
Dance in public. I would watch people go, I can't do that.
If you live in South Florida, you know Grand Prix Racerama, or I guess Boomers as it's called now.
Which is RIP. It's all gone, man.
Is Boomers gone?
It's all gone. Well, Boomers in Boca, still there. Grand Prix Racerama.
Did Funscape take over?
No, I mean, a nerd monument is gone, so that is less fun.
Yeah, that is where I played most of my arcade games was Boomers. They do like, I think it was like on Tuesdays, they would do something where you could just pay money at the door.
Yeah, entrance
and
fee and everything was free. Play.
Everything was free. So what? I went with some friends once, and no joke, I spent the entire day. It was great because they had all the machines like in like a big circle. So you had like, they're all
Flynn's arcade style.
Yeah, like Flynn's arcade style. And I watched these two guys, and I'm pretty sure they were playing, the song was Abyss on hard mode. And there's a point in the song where it stops, like the arrows stop coming and everything freezes. And these guys are doing, you know, versus mode, and they're back and forth, doing all kinds of like hand plants and like knee drops and stuff that I can't really do anymore. The song stops, and these two guys just break in opposite directions and run around this circle of machines. And just as the song is starting up again, they come back and land, nail the arrows. Perfect combo for the entire song. I was like, whoa.
That's amazing.
Speaking of arrows, how about that Aerosmith arcade game? Was it Generation
Revolution,
X?
Revolution X.
Oh, yes.
Shooting
CDs.
Shoot CDs at that helicopter. Gotta get the band out of here.
Speaking of games like that, Terminator.
Yeah.
Terminator 2 game.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that a light gun game?
Yeah.
That was a light gun.
Judgment Day, yeah.
Judgment Day. You had the Uzis.
And Alien 3, as I recall.
Yeah, Alien 3.
Yeah, Alien 3 was
God, fun. Those were so much fun.
They were really hard.
They were very
Yeah, they were wicked hard.
You guys went to South Florida Boomers and all that shit. Do you remember it? I don't know if this counts as an arcade game, because it wasn't in a physical screen, but there was this game they had, I believe, where there were these tiny little blue aliens. And they're really cute. And then they would come up to the front and try to steal these power blocks, and you'd have to keep shooting them with a light gun to push them back.
I remember that. I think I remember that.
I was obsessed over that, and I have no idea if it still exists, and I would put one in my house if I could.
There
were these tiny blue aliens, like 6 or 7 of them, and they would just keep marching up to the front where you are. And this thing was like, I don't know, like 7 feet long. And they would grab these power cubes and steal them and bring them back. And if they brought them all back, you'd lose. And you'd have like a light gun and try to shoot all of them. And there
and
was
this
a two-player.
This is a video game.
No.
This is like one of those setups. It was a legit light gun. Like they were light sensitive that you would
and
fire
these little robots would move.
So it was an animatronic game. It was actually an arcade game.
It's weird that you never, like, I thought, because it's at, but
I,
it was
I,
at
I know. I know they had some weird stuff down at Grand Prix Race.
It was the most fun game. Like, ever.
In fact, they had a fighting game down there that was one that actually had very, very primitive body mapping where you would like kick
punch
and punch.
You'd stand in the circle and if you had,
it was
you know,
awful.
Move your fist out. Yeah.
It was truly awful. Now, there's two things I want to mention at this juncture. One, if you're loving this video game conversation, you should definitely check out our 200th episode, The Oral History of Video Games, where we did this massive thing. We talked to every celebrity we interviewed, from like Weird Al to Chris Carter. For 2 years, we recorded their first video game experiences, as well as everybody in the network. So
there's all
kinds of really amazing old stories that chronicles the history of video gaming from like early graphing calculators to present. And then also that arcade games, like the name arcade games, actually, you know, it's much older than the video game cabinets that we're really talking about.
It came from the drawings on the caves. Those were the original arcade games.
Like arcades of like shooting galleries and stuff like that, then up to pinball, and then eventually in what was called electromechanical games, which Sega led the charge with for a game called Periscope, if you've ever seen that, that used like television techniques to project images on the screen, but it was an analog in such a way beyond what a video game was capable of. That was a whole genre of games.
Did you actually pull down a real periscope?
More or less, yeah. There's a whole genre of games like that that predates the video game before technology had increased to that point.
Guys, how much does Dave and Buster's suck with arcade games?
Oh, yeah. I've never been.
I just want to point out.
A lot, though they do have Star Wars Battle Pod, and I am dying to try
it. I haven't played it.
They actually also have Daytona USA, too, so...
Fuck, yes, Daytona USA.
I like Daytona Japan better.
Oh, Rolling Stone!
Dude, you know how much I would have killed for, like, a racing sim arcade game? Like, a full-on racing sim?
Who would you kill, though, is the question. Who would you kill for that game? Who wouldn't you kill for that game?
There's no one I wouldn't.
Okay, now we resolved that mystery. Yeah. Just to break it out, what was everyone, if you can remember, like your number one, if you could only play this arcade game forever, what would it be?
Miss Pac-Man.
I think mine was Metal Slug, but I have the home version of that now.
Now, I could really regret that Miss Pac-Man decision, but I'll be goddamned if I know it's
that game's too
I know it's everywhere. I know like it's
she's
easy
wearing
to find,
that bow and she's teasing me. But, it's too frustrating.
But every time I see a Miss Pac-Man cabinet out in the wild, if I have a quarter on me, it's gone. It's over. She and I are going to spend some quality time together.
What if they have a card swiper?
Then it would never end. I would max it out.
All right, my absolute favorite is Bust a Move, not the dancing one. I don't even know if that was an arcade one, but the puzzle bobble with Bub and Bob. That was my absolute favorite, and Bust a Move too. And they used to have one at UCF, and Mike and I would play that all the time. Not the Mike that's here, but Mike Pandel. Yeah, we would play that all the fucking
time.
Used,
you know what else they used to have? They used to have Puzzle Fighter. And that is my jam.
I own that too. I destroy it.
Street Fighter, Puzzle Fighter.
I wonder if I still destroy a Puzzle Fighter.
We should find out.
We should. Yeah. No. I'm in.
I'd have a similar one because there's one game. If Jonathan and I aren't playing with each other, like co-oping, which would be Point Blank or friggin' Metal Slug, then the game that I would pump quarters into forever, which actually correlates to the next conversation, is a Tekken machine.
Yeah.
I will destroy a Tekken machine and I will keep it.
For me, I have a hard time picking between these three. Mortal Kombat 2, mm-hmm. Street Fighter 2, Samurai Showdown.
Is that the one where it's literally one hit kills?
No, yes. Samurai.
No, that was Bushido Blade. Samurai Warriors.
Oh, Bushido was the good one.
SNK.
Yeah, it was SNK. Those were the three games that I literally rotated around at the arcade constantly.
Damn, you guys spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. I grew up poor. I tried to do that trick where you climb up the side of the arcade machine because you know where the power switch is. And you're all, don't tell me you guys didn't try to like turn an arcade machine on and off and be
like,
I get a free game? No, it never fucking happened. I
had to pick one.
One arcade game. Just say DDR. We're not going to say DDR. Say DDR.
It's a good form of exercise.
I mean, it is.
It's good for your mind.
But if I got to be absolutely honest, only ever got a chance to play it in arcades, Rival Schools.
You never owned a Dreamcast.
I did. I just never bought it on Dreamcast.
The PS1 version of Rival Schools was the best.
My Dreamcast fighting game was Dead or Alive.
Nice. There you
go. With Soul Calibur for me. I don't know why I didn't own a Dreamcast, but
Soul Calibur. It sounds like we're segueing into...
Yeah, did we already switch over?
We didn't.
Guys, okay. We did that naturally. Well, we did it.
Before we jump into fighting games, a couple things. One, we want to give shout-outs to awesome people who are supporting Nerdy Show because we're an entirely listener-supported network of programming. The podcasts, Nerdy FM, our nerd music radio station.
Doritos does not support us yet.
In fact, all the fans help fund our buying of Japanese Doritos for Dungeons and Doritos. So if you love any Nerdy Show content, please, please, please consider donating to the network. It's nerdyshow.com/support. You can go on, subscribe on Patreon, get all kinds of cool perks, or you can give us a one-time donation like these awesome guys did. We got Daniel Henson, who says, and you guys are going to like this, Ghostbusters Resurrection is amazing. The rest of the shows are cool, too. More Ghostbusters.
The rest are mad. He obviously hasn't heard Pokeballs.
There's more coming.
He just knows. He can feel it.
Is he related to Jim Henson?
Good question, Daniel. Write in. Tell Brandon if you're related
to. Personalized letter. Do not email. I only accept handwritten letters with wax seals.
Also, with a Kermit crest?
Yeah, yeah. If you, if that, I mean, if that's how you seal it, you don't even have to put a letter inside. I'll know.
Hi ho, Brandon.
Can you use the Henson family fortune to get GBR to be the next movie Ghostbusters team? Because I think we would be the best Ghostbusters.
We'll just be puppets.
I'm 100% okay.
I think it
that.
Might turn out to be like that Star Trek fan film. I don't know.
We're legitimately funny though.
And Man with Case said, just a little boost to my monthly Patreon donation to show some love for Call of Cthulhu. Well done, guys. It's absolutely out of this world.
I still haven't finished it.
It was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Jonathan and I listened to that the whole way through. Every day it got released, we were like on the way to work, gotta listen to Cthulhu. It was awesome.
So those are one-time donations, which are always awesome. Nerdyshow.com/support. You can give us any amount. Just be like, hey, guys, here you go. Here's a message. Awesome.
$1 million, $2 million. What do you got in your couch?
Consider it done. But also, patreon.com/nerdyshow. We got all kinds of awesome perks, including we actually just recorded an impromptu microsode where Adam talked about cars. We all talked about cars, but...
And we interrupted him constantly. Yeah,
that was actually like the worst car discussion probably that's ever happened.
Good.
It was good. It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a real good time. All kinds of perks there, early releases, stuff like that. And I want to make a special point of noting that you should totally rate and review us on iTunes. We actually have a couple of our shows on there that don't have enough ratings to actually display ratings. We know our numbers are great, but if you go on iTunes and rate and review us, then people will actually be able to search us better on iTunes. So please consider doing that with your time. And also, if you got feelings about anything that we publish, go to nerdyshow.com/survey and fill out the survey. Let us know what would delight you so we can be the most amazing podcast network of all time and better suit your needs.
Come for the Ghostbusters, stay for the Ghostbusters.
And all that said, then we're going to move on to fighting games, which was originally requested by Hexual, who co-produced the previous discussion.
God, I love that guy.
Hexual says, I'm super indecisive and drank what must be near lethal amounts of coffee at work today, so I have a super vague suggestion. Toss a coin or something. This is him asking us to decide what we should do the microsode
about.
Yeah,
we picked the easier one, I'm pretty sure.
Well, there's a story with this. He wants us to choose between the worst of the internet or fighting games. Anyway, keep up the awesome work, and I'm proud to support such an amazing network of shows. Seriously, folks, these have really helped when I'm feeling down. Thank you. And we did this coin flip actually live during an episode, the episode where we interviewed Travis Beecham, the author of Pacific Rim.
Yeah. Holy crap, that was a long time.
That was in 2013.
That was a long time.
Wow. I was totally sweating out that coin flip going like, fighting games.
Was I there? Because yeah. I remember talking to him.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so you know, we have a big backlog of microsodes. Sometimes it takes us a while to get around to doing it, getting all the stars to align so we can have this amazing group of people here to talk about it. But we are in the process of nuking our microsode backlog, so bear with us. It's going to happen. And never again will there be delays like that ever. So with that said, on to fighting games, brought to you by Hexual.
Once Street I Fire. Had this Super Nintendo game that didn't work, and I punched it really hard and shattered it, does that count as fighting
games?
No.
Street Fighter 2.
Oh, yeah.
First, I think we should all go just round robin, get it right out of the way.
Yes.
What's your favorite fighting game, and who's your favorite fighting game character? It does not necessarily have to be from the same game.
Ooh. Oh, God, I can't wait.
Because I can totally do that.
Do it.
Okay, so my favorite fighting game ever is Tekken. I cannot wait for Tekken 7 to come out, get to play some Asuka again.
That's the boring one, right?
Okay. Hey, shut your goddamn...
shut.
Cock holster.
My favorite fighting game character to play, though, is Jury from Street Fighter.
Yes.
Jury was like one of the best additions to Street Fighter they could have possibly done.
I hated the games where he wasn't in them and because the Jury was out.
Thanks for the courtroom
Mike,
joke.
Punch him
Thanks.
In the dick right now. Right that now.
I don't know who Jury is. Is that his name?
Jury is a woman.
Shit, I just fucked up. I assumed it was a man.
New character
I am an asshole.
For Street
She's a
Fighter
Taekwondo. A
Why is her name Jury?
Feng Shui
it's
engine.
Like J-U-R-I, like Jury.
Yeah. Jury,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I assumed all sorts of shit
She's
today.
A
I am
crazy
racist.
Badass.
Well, I mean, I guess if we're going to talk about punching people in the dick, my favorite. My favorite fighting game character to play as is Makoto from either Street Fighter Third Strike or Street Fighter 4.
Which mechanic do you like better?
That's hard.
Not for me. Well, for Makoto, personally, Third Strike was way better.
She is
it
better
was.
In Third Strike,
really
absolutely.
Yeah. God, she got so much trash thrown on her in Super Street Fighter
but
4.
She was amazing for a while.
For a while,
and
then
they
like, oh, yeah, we're going to patch this, and now she's going to be worse. I was like, oh, cool. Like, what are the notes? And like, yeah, we're going to reduce... her Karakusa range from like this to this. Like, cool. So I'm going to go into a combo. I'm going to do EX Kara, grab myself by the throat, and just ultra myself right in the crotch.
That's this cool. This went real deep. I'm not following it at all anymore.
Wait till we get to frame counting. Wait till we get to frame counting.
The problem with this is that I never really got into Street Fighter because I'd be like, oh, Chun-Li, and I just keep holding the kick button and I would always lose. But like, yeah, I never played it with anyone, so I never really got into it.
But Makoto's my favorite character, and honestly, favorite fighting game in terms of not even just a single one, but the series, Guilty Gear.
Nice.
Yeah. Because they flubbed up a couple times, but they're back. They're pretty good.
We don't talk about the one that happened on Xbox. Did it happen on 360? I don't remember. Because it doesn't exist. It never
I didn't
happened.
Buy it. I heard such terrible things about it. I never bought it.
I do want to get Zerd, though. The new one.
Xrd?
PS4. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't the full one coming out soon?
I'm waiting for Xrd Revelator because Johnny, who's my boy, and Jam, who's
I'm completely
my girl.
Lost at this point. I have no idea what they're talking about.
That's fine. It's going to get worse.
Is Yojimbo the cool robot guy from Tekken? What's
no,
his name? Yoshimitsu?
Yoshimitsu's an alien.
Yoshimitsu's an alien.
He's got a snow, the one with the samurai sword, and he just sits there and meditates. And,
yeah, he's an alien.
But he looks like a robot.
In some versions of it, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying he's like the coolest one. Heihachi's just an old man with boring moves.
Agreed. So my game was Street Fighter, and Cammy is my girl since 2. And if you also say that Cammy is your girl, I will legitimately real life fight you.
Right.
She's my waifu.
We're gonna have an actual street fight on the fighting game episode. Yeah. It's gonna be great.
How do you guys feel about the live action Street Fighter movie? That's amazing.
Wait,
Raul Julia and
Jean-Claude Van Damme. I love it.
I don't know why people think
it's
amazing. Sucks. It is fucking amazing.
It's great. Like seriously, like it's so good. Just to watch that on a Sunday. You know, you have your family
every
there,
day. Raul Julia has the best lines. He's like, for you, the day your father died was the worst time of your life. For me,
it was Tuesday.
He's amazing. And then he died shortly afterwards. I'm sorry.
That was in Street Fighter Cross Tekken. That was his taunt.
Are you kidding me?
Bison's taunt amazing. Is for me, it was
so
Tuesday.
The movie made it into the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
That's great.
Amazing.
God, I miss
what's even worse
you.
Is they made a Street Fighter the movie fighting game.
Yeah.
Which was awful.
Street Fighter the movie, the game. Yeah.
I've seen a few. There's a few animated Street Fighter movies.
Yes.
And they're all amazing.
I just
they're
see Ryu and Ken fighting on a mountain.
Street Fighter 2 was tits good.
That was the one where you actually saw Chun-Li's boobs, right?
Yeah, you see Chun-Li's boobs.
Yeah, that one was amazing.
And then you see...
Hold on a sec. So there's an animated Street Fighter film where everyone's desires about Chun-Li, or at least... she actually had a topless scene, is what you're saying.
Yeah, shower scene.
She was taking a shower.
It's official Capcom Chun-Li boobs.
I'm just really surprised that they would give her booty what they wanted, you know? Like,
right?
And yet they still won't give us the Mega Man we want. That's so fucking weird,
fuck
huh?
Yeah, those Mega Man shower scene?
I would fucking love to see the Mega Man shower scene.
Animated movies.
Yes.
That was the reason why that was good is because that fight scene with her and Vega is so
really good.
Yes,
like
the fight scene with Vega is awesome.
That scene the entire time because like you're sitting there like Chun-Li is legitimately going to die because it looked bad almost the entire time.
Can I name Cap's favorite fighting games?
Please do.
Okay,
Clay Fighter.
You got one.
Yeah.
By the way,
knew that because
one of the most like inventive and imaginary. That's not imaginary. It's a real game. It's
imaginative.
It is one of the most imaginative games I've ever witnessed, and it's beautiful even by today's standards. And then there was another game that I can't fucking remember the name that you've played a lot with. There's a werewolf guy.
Killer Instinct.
Yes, thank you.
No, fuck Killer Instinct.
Darkstalkers.
Oh God,
Capcom.
I need a remake.
Okay,
Capcom.
So
Morgan
or Felicia.
Felicia, obviously.
Oh, Felicia.
Okay,
no, Morgan, man.
Capcom, if you're listening,
it's like
please
all your
let me give
my
you
move.
My money. Yes. Let me give you my money for a Darkstalkers
Where
remake.
Is Darkstalkers, you fuck?
Yes. Dude, no. Because,
right?
No, Ono wants to make it. The guy who's in charge of all the Street Fighter games who's currently working.
Oh, no.
And he has said multiple times, like, let me make Darkstalkers. And they want to do it in the Street Fighter. They want to do it in the Street Fighter 4 engine, but they have probably an upgraded one for 5, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did he not go to, I think it was some convention he was at. I don't know if this is true, so correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But he was on stage and he was like, so by show of hands, if you have it on you, just cash in the air, like just wave it around. How many of you would buy a new Darkstalkers game? And like the entire room like held up $20 bills. And he's like,
and why does everyone in the room carry cash?
And then he's like, well, if this doesn't convince them, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I literally would have thrown my credit card at him.
That happened before the Darkstalkers HD release.
Which was great.
You guys are obviously the fighting experts. Which is the fighting game with the guy with the stupid tiger head? Is that Virtual Fighter?
That's
Tekken.
That's Tekken.
That's Tekken.
And
all
it's
right.
a cheetah.
King.
No, it's a leopard.
A leopard.
It's yeah. King.
It's a leopard.
Excuse me, it's a leopard.
But okay, so for me...
Get your large cats right.
no, for me, when it came to my favorite is the Street Fighter series, and I go between Third Strike and 4. 4, probably my favorite. Out of 4
is
do you
amazing.
Like Marvel vs. Capcom?
I love Marvel vs. Capcom. Marvel vs. Capcom would be my backup there.
Your character?
No.
Strider.
No, sorry. No, no. And my character is Cammy Chun-Li.
Anything with boobs, got it. Boobs and thighs. Well, you got boobs covered in one, you got thighs covered in
well,
the other.
Actually, no. Chun-Li has Cammy beat in both areas as far as that's concerned.
No way, because Chun-Li's legs are just way too nasty. Cammy.
Nah, man, they're pretty fucking
wow.
Hot.
Wow, yeah. I just like...
Nah, okay. They're hot.
I'm a leg man.
Have you seen real people's legs? Because hers are probably way better.
No, but like
she ain't got no cottage cheese thighs is all I'm saying.
Nah, man, that's freaking amazing. Well, anyway, going on.
We got standards here.
I played it in the arcades nonstop Street Fighter. That and Mortal Kombat, which I really do like the Mortal Kombat
games. I was
going
to say, are any of you Mortal Kombat fans? And,
no, Mortal Kombat's great.
Mortal
Kombat's great, but here's the problem with Mortal Kombat.
Scorpion.
Mortal Kombat, you can do combos and whatnot, but Street Fighter's so fluid.
Yeah, but they brought the fatality system that like...
What I think is interesting about Street Fighter is, and I learned this exclusively by reading Wikipedia, Street Fighter 2 actually marks a period that is actually at this point recognized as the arcade renaissance.
Is it Street Fighter 2 or Street Fighter 2 EX Plus Alpha?
No,
Championship
Street
Edition.
2, smart
there's
ass.
Turbo, yeah. There's like Turbo Plus.
Because there's 2. The legend, you know, behind Street Fighter where it was one of those arcade things where it's like, guys, you got to run down to the arcade right now. There's a guy doing a Hadouken on purpose.
Yeah.
Like there was that, like when people actually figured out how to do special moves.
What people might not recognize now is that back then, the deployment of the special move system in the first Street Fighter in the late 80s, they didn't publish the moves anywhere. Like no one knew what those were until they did them by accident. So
and
it
that's
spread
how they
like
made
wildfire.
A lot of money
and
in the arcade.
The thing is, this is back before we knew about frame rates and anything like that. And
the internet.
And this is back before you could actually cancel your own attacks and go into other ones, you know, to start another combo in the middle of your combo you were already doing. And people were still doing that shit anyway because they figured it out and that's how dedicated they were.
Did anyone notice that the original Street Fighter characters are all just really like stereotyped racist things?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. As long as we're all on the same page, moving on.
But
okay, so
but,
does Smash Brothers count as fighting games?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
However,
I played that
because that
more
is
than anything.
That is my actual favorite fighting game.
Okay.
Those other games, Clay Fighter and Darkstalkers, are my favorite conventional fighting
I'm just
games.
Saying Fox.
But like loving Smash Brothers as a fighting game can be a controversial opinion depending on who you're talking to.
I base it on the fun level.
This is so true.
And how much I played it.
You know, it has all. It has.
I know it's different.
Every definition of the fighting game. It literally fulfills.
It is still
all
a 2D
stuff.
Side-scrolling fighting game. It's not 3D. It looks
but
it,
no,
but it's not.
You don't explore. You have a finite stage that you're confined to. It is a fighting game.
There are laws of fighting games, I'm assuming, and it follows those, except for maybe the items. But no, I've seen like. Well, okay. So what's Power Stone?
Even in Street Fighter, Cody in Street Fighter has a fucking knife he can use. And he could throw it, pick it up, and use it to change his attacks and whatnot.
And I might get attacked for this, but I kind of like some of the first Naruto fighting games.
No, they're good.
Oh, I'm so glad found
Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm is one of the most fun fighting games I've ever had. Because not only is that game beautiful, its cel-shaded graphics are amazing, but that game is like watching the goddamn anime. And you could produce fights that are much better
than that.
Who's
the guy? Because
I just forgot. The first time we played Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm, I think it was 2.
Yeah.
Pool and I did a Rock Lee versus Guy match.
Oh, shit.
And we're going to be streaming that when it comes out on the Wicked Anime Play channel, Jonathan and I.
Do exactly that. Pool and I decided that we were going to go all out on this fight. So, you know, we spent all night playing. It's like a Saturday night. It's like 2 in the morning. And we're like, all right, let's do this.
Oh, geez.
So we go. And it's head-to-head, Guy versus Rock Lee. And Rock Lee, I think it was Pool, unlocks, opens the gates. Guy opens the gates from both sides of the arena, like ninja dashed to the middle and straight up.
It was amazing.
It was probably the most fun I've ever had playing that game. We've never been able to recreate that match, and we've never tried.
Well, no,
there's no way to do it.
Pua and Josh got close when it was Neji versus
Neji,
Rock Lee,
that piece of shit.
And they got close, that it was very close to that. But one thing that we got into the habit of doing was we randomly select in that game.
Yeah.
Because in like Street Fighter, we would always go to our mains. But because we really didn't have our quote.
Anyone
mains.
Play as Sakura?
I do.
Sakura
is legit good in the game.
Yeah.
She's a goddamn train that will just wreck your shit.
Which, by the way, my prediction for the last character slot in Street Fighter V is Dark Hado Sakura.
Oh, oh shit, that would be amazing.
See, okay, so Sakura is actually legitimately my first video game love, because like I...
Sundress. She's your waifu.
She's got that yeah, sundress.
But it's the so, first like, she got Lady Tsunade's powers, come on.
No, I'm talking about Street Fighter Sakura.
Yeah. Oh, there's a different one? Is that the yeah. Wait, is that the one that looks like a schoolgirl?
Yes, Sakura, she is a schoolgirl.
Creepy much. Yeah,
so she started in rival schools, and then she was in the Alpha series, and then she was in the main series. And that's who I would play as. My main character was Sakura, and then they all of a sudden introduced Juri, and then I was like, uh-oh, yeah. Here we go.
Did her school win in rival schools? I'm assuming that was the goal.
I can't remember.
Is it canon?
But
I don't think she was actually part of either the schools in rival schools, if I remember correctly.
She just follows Ryu around and learns from him.
Okay, I gotta ask you guys another question though about fighting games, because I don't know the physical laws that make a fighting game. And tell me if this counts. All of the amazing WWF games for N64.
That's a good
question. Yeah. Because those are the most fun games.
WCW versus NWO was my
You could create a fat midget that just body slams.
Which actually reminds me, because you mentioned that THQ game, Def Jam, Fight for New York.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Those were awesome. Yeah. You always had to finish the fights with a special move or else nobody would die.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. What if you couldn't do it?
It's like special moves are like doing a grab move and slamming their head into a brick wall or something.
So
like
if you
that.
Refused, it could just keep going.
It would just keep going over and over again.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, Fight for New York was the best one, especially because you got to, one, you got to beat up on Snoop Dogg. Two, you got to tag team with Ice-T.
Dude, Ludacris, that's amazing.
Ludacris was my jam.
As far as classification goes, again, reading up on this as to what is really like expected of the definitions of the genres and everything, there's a lot of bleed over in all these different categories, but generally...
Because I don't know if wrestling games count,
boxing,
but...
wrestling, UFC do exist in the sports game category, whereas most people who... are focused on the category of no, this is a fighting game. It's the one-on-one generally.
Yeah, true.
Basically, side scroller style. Of course, Smash Brothers goes up to 8, and some people don't think it's a fighting game, which I think is wrong.
They turn off all the items and play on the flattest stage to be like,
that's the way we like to play.
I like throwing a bat at someone's face.
It's no fun. You gotta Pokeballs. You gotta get it all.
Did you know there's a game right now on PC you can download, I think, for free called Arm Joe, and it's a fighting game based on Les Miserables. Huh. I'm just saying, that exists, and it's some real shit.
I'm actually interested. Okay. A couple things. All right, so for anyone who hasn't played Ultimate Ninja Storm, Naruto, go out and play it. Even if you don't like Naruto, you don't have to like Naruto.
Or anime.
It's true.
Or anime.
Yeah, it's true.
It's legitimately...
The game mechanics are incredible.
They're incredible. And in my opinion, it's one of those games where you can pick it up pretty easily, but it's a really hard game to master.
Cap, do you have anything to add to this conversation about any fighting games you may enjoy in life?
Cap, let's talk about Clay Fighter.
Let's talk about Clay Fighter.
People may not know because they are not old as us.
Yeah.
What old as us?
They are so...
What Clay Fighter is.
It was a beautiful game.
Clay Fighter was a game made by Interplay back...
When they were still alive.
But when they were still alive.
They all died.
Like the guys who made Fallout back in a long, long time ago. And there were two games for the Super Nintendo, Clay Fighter, Clay Fighter 2. Both of them, they were, I guess, okay when they came out, particularly Clay Fighter 1. They were parodies of Mortal Kombat in a lot of ways. They used the photographic sprite capture style that Mortal Kombat had, but it was claymation. So there are characters like Taffy, who was made of candy.
He was
the best. And Bad Mr. Frosty, who was an evil snowman.
I
mained the kung fu guy. The
extremely racist kung fu guy.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
Kung Pao, I think.
I think his name was Kung Pao, yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's going to go down in fucking infamy someday.
Was it okay to be racist back then?
It wasn't, but they did it anyway, man. Okay. It's really bad, honestly. That's the one mar on... I mean, beautiful animation, but the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme of Clay Fighter is Clay Fighter 63 and a third.
And a third, yes.
Sculptor's Cut, if you have it, which was a Blockbuster Video exclusive.
Holy shit.
Right.
They don't exist
anymore. I rented that week after week when I discovered that it existed.
I had a friend that stole a copy.
Now, in truth, the finest version of Clay Fighter 63 and a third was never made, because the original 63 and a third, it had claytalities in it. Sculptor's Cut didn't have claytalities in it because it couldn't hold the room, because they were fitting more characters on it, and then they still had additional content, additional characters that they didn't have room for. They were advertising a game that was bigger than what they could deliver, but what they have is incredible, because you fight in a world that is, it's a 2D fighter, but it's kind of a 3D world, and you can actively kick someone through a door into another space. And not just like Mortal Kombat, one thing happens here and there. You can actually traverse an entire island by carefully deployed attacks in certain places. You can kick somebody into a house, into a furnace inside the house.
Did you ever like plug in another controller or two players and be like, I'm going to explode this island and just like kick him in the right place?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, that's really how you learn.
Earthworm Jim was in it as a fighter. Boogerman was in it as a fighter. Oh, shit. The Lost Vikings were characters who weren't in it but were advertised.
I remember those fucking guys.
And the entire cast of Animaniacs did voice acting for it.
Yes. I rented it, an issue of Nintendo Power had come out at that time that had a guide for it. So I had literally every dialogue combo for every character. And I'd have, you know, Kid Next Door would come over and like, let's play, you know, Clay Fighter. And just 32.
And you destroyed
like,
him.
32 hit, 50 hit combos, like memorize, like A, B, down, up, left, left, right, A, B, A, B, Z. Like.
And he was never your friend again. Yeah, after
no,
that.
He wasn't.
Why did he cry and got hit by a car outside?
But it was so satisfying to do that because you'd start with like 1-2, like, you know, 1-2-3 hit combo. But as you landed more hits, your character got this weird, like, glowy after effect. So, like, they'd swing and then there'd be like a blue silhouette doing that same
motion.
Are
you sure that wasn't tears in your eyes distorting the light because
you're
so happy?
No, it was not. That was very much
justifiable. And also, Michael Buffer, the let's get ready to rumble guy, did get ready to crumble.
Yes.
And that was actually him?
That was actually him, yeah.
Before you get into a story, I'm going to mention one thing.
Yes, mention that
one thing.
Did
you know there is a Xena Warrior Princess fighting game?
Yes, I played it.
All right. It's 2-on-2. It's called what, like Talisman of Fate?
You're asking me. I've never fucking heard
this. I'm just saying, it's pretty old.
Can we talk about obscure fighting games real quick?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's why I mentioned Xena. I don't know any others because I never played them because they're obscure.
I got a plethora. Has anybody played Arcana Hearts? I love Arcana
Hearts. Arcana Hearts is awesome.
I've seen no fighting games from Japan except maybe Battle Raper.
Female cast is.
That's how you pronounce it.
You said this is.
I don't remember it 100%, but I remember the game Battle Raper 1 and 2. That's literally how you pronounce it. You beat the other characters and then rape them.
Yeah.
That was a legit like mainstream game
in Japan.
Yeah, and they also have a Super Strip Fighter.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. Japan.
That's God.
Nihon.
You crazy motherfuckers.
And Andrew, what was that game that we played in a tournament that was kind of the same thing? It was based off of a hentai.
Variable Geo?
Yeah.
Yes. Variable Geo. Yes.
I've downloaded a ROM of that forever
that
ago.
That game is wicked fun.
That's a hentai game? I just thought it was a
fighting
game.
Well, it's based off of a hentai. The game that came out wasn't a hentai, but like the anime was restaurants are fighting each other, and they pick their hottest waitress to fight in this tournament.
I like the premise.
And then the loser, whoever loses the fight, has to do whatever the other person says, and it was always sexual.
Sex. Always
there
sex.
Wasn't
always.
Like a microphone, and you could talk into it. And
I mean,
understand
if you want to talk about just... This is like Super Nintendo era, wasn't it?
There was PlayStation.
Yeah, there was a PlayStation.
We've come so far since then, haven't we?
The Sailor Moon fighting games on Super Nintendo.
Yes.
Oh,
really good.
Yeah.
The Ranma fighting
games. Are there any
games?
Yes, Ranma Hard Battle.
Hard Battle.
Man, did you ever fucking see the ads for Hard Battle 2? There was a company that was legitimately magazine advertising for a U.S. import of Hard Battle 2 at the time when it came out. I have the ad saved. I cut it out of a magazine.
It never happened, though?
It never fucking happened. That company went belly up. I guess they spent all their money on ads. Yeah. But, man, I was so fucking excited for that.
Is there a fighting game that just has animals fight? Like, legit, like a bear and a zebra?
Yes, there is. I forget what it's called.
I think I've seen it.
They're anthropomorphic, but it was on Saturn or something.
Paws of Fury.
Yeah.
But then there's also have you guys heard of Them's Fightin' Herds? okay, wait, hang on.
Excuse
okay,
me.
So the Fighting is Magic game that was supposed to come out, the fan made
Hasbro Alpha.
Yeah, well, Lauren Faust said, "Hey, you guys can't make this game, but I will help you make this game."
She's the creator of My Little Pony. I believe it was Hasbro who said you can't make that. But she said, but you can make this. I didn't know that was what it was called, though. That's a hilarious name.
Yeah, Them's Fight Nerds. Yeah.
All right, Primal Rage, guys.
What about it?
That game was fucking tits.
Is there a dinosaur?
Fighting
in that
dinosaurs.
One?
Yes, God, I just like. Okay.
Well, and also
and
giant monkeys,
people.
And one of the monkeys you can pee in somebody's mouth.
Yeah. That's what I was supposed to say.
Was that the one where you destroyed buildings?
Pee on that game?
No. You just fight each other, and you had like primitive humans around, and
who worshipped you?
Yeah,
and you could eat them
because you were gods,
and you could eat them and get a slight health boost.
Yes,
yeah,
but like, yeah, that game was fun. I want a remake.
It wasn't a good game though.
I was never fond of it. I was never fond.
I've mentioned this on a past episode. I don't remember what episode, but Time Killers. Anybody play Time Killers?
Nope.
Isn't that like an FPS?
Time Killers is basically the Monty Python fight against the Black Knight, the game. You play characters from all over history, and enough damage to certain body parts will make a body part straight up fall off. Your character will continue fighting unless you do enough head damage that the head falls off.
Huh.
That reminded me of the another N64 fighting game called War Gods.
War Gods. I was just thinking about that.
That game was War Gods ridiculous. Was essentially Mortal Kombat, but with like different mythologies. You like had Norse Quetzal, gods, Quetzal, you had Greek gods.
Yeah, like Medusa Roman was a character.
Huh. Nice.
Or, like one of the characters pulled out a Medusa head as like a fatality. It turned
shit,
you to stone.
I remember
and then
that, but I can't remember where I've seen it or played it.
Yeah,
I don't
Maximus
it.
Was my character. I could never beat Anubis. Anubis was amazing.
Wow, it's Anubis. Yeah. Who the fuck can beat Anubis?
And I actually just found out about a Japanese Sega fighting game that was kind of like a response to Street Fighter II that looks really cool, but it never came out here. It's called Dark Edge, and they did this weird trick where it's a sprite-based fighting game, but they created a 3D effect where so players can move in all directions, so kind of like rotating around. And we'll link to some videos in this episode's page. It looks really neat. The story, however, man, I just got to read the story summary here. This is a direct Japanese translation. In the 25th century, the human beings are allowed to live in a unified world controlled by the ultra-large computer. Those tough people who got out of their control now seem to be battling for the sake of their ambitions and desires. Even that battling, however, is controlled, and the super fighter is destined to fall victim to an assassin sent by the ultra-large computer.
I see nothing wrong with that
wow.
story.
Dude, very well. I am down.
Dude, I'm in. Let's get so in this. Let's be that.
And honestly, looking at the video like that, it gives me a very, like, Dragon Ball Legends feel, if anyone has ever played Dragon Ball
Dude,
Z Legends.
I love
on
the original.
One.
Which one of the 30 games is that? Is that the side-scrolling Super Nintendo one with the split screen?
No, that's the Budoden series.
That one's fucking
which
great.
Is fucking tits.
Yeah, it is. We fist bumped. You couldn't see that. Get over it.
But Legends was the one on the PlayStation 1 where you would pick like up to like three characters versus three characters. You had a meter at the bottom, and matches could go on for like 20 minutes, like a half hour if you didn't set a timer.
Well, you could also like deflect every shot.
You could deflect like
you?
Every shot.
If you timed it right, you could deflect the like it was amazing.
But whoever did the most damage to the other team and pushed that meter further, when it got to the other side, your character did super attacks. Like Goku would go Super Saiyan 3 and you know throw a Kamehameha or whatever. But it was a ton of fun. It was like the 2D sprites in a 3D background, but you could only move left or right in that 2D plane.
I believe I played that.
And also remember that Jonathan and I will be playing most of these games that we talked about on Wicked Anaplay.
Cool. Okay, and that is your Twitch channel.
We're going to have a nerdy show throwdown. Yes. We're going to go fight some streets.
Hell yeah.
We're going to do
actually,
that.
We totally should do
we
that.
We should do
we
that.
Should fight some streets.
We're going to fight some streets.
Can we record a video where we're just punching streets really hard and calling it a street fighter?
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, remember nerdyshow.com/support and be sure to tune in next week for something completely different. That's going to be Nerdy Show Book Club. We're going to be talking about books. Hot dog. All right, so if you are interested in bonus content from this episode, well, there's a bit of it. Stay tuned on Nerdy Show's Patreon, where we'll make that available as a bonus perk. So just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow to check that out. Bye, I'm Cap.
Bye, I'm Brandon.
Bye, I'm Mike.
Bye, I'm Briggs. Bye, I'm Jonathan.
Bye, I'm Andrew.
Taking us out is an Overclocked Remix classic. This is China Street Beat by McVaff.
Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes or like and follow us on SoundCloud. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. You can subscribe to Nerdy Show via iTunes and SoundCloud. Leave a comment, like and share, and follow Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, we got it covered.
Oh God, it's gonna be dick punches.
It's not recording anymore.
Spider waffles.
He hit the stop button.
I don't care. We're gonna do it. It's gonna be great. Oh God. Oh.